It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. It hasn't been the best week for Michigan State. Shortly after their last-second overtime win against Notre Dame, Coach Mark D'Antonio suffered a heart attack. He's out of the hospital now, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Then on Tuesday, a player was arrested for his alleged involvement in a laptop theft ring. The Big 12 has some mixed news, as it has gained nearly $7 million in exchange for losing Colorado a year early. Of course, I also have to mention this week's mascot fight, in which Rufus Bobcat got the best of Brutus the Buckeye. You'd think that by late September the drama would all be on the field, but I guess it's just not to be. So while we wait for some more non-playing drama, let's take a look at this week's games. Austin Peay at Wisconsin. After a close call against Arizona State last weekend, Brett Bielema's Badger boys will be glad to bring some easier competition back into Camp Randall Stadium. Austin Peay hopes to enjoy the luck that some other 1AA teams have had this year, but it'll be the Governors that get vetoed. Bennard's loser, Austin Peay. Ball State at Iowa. Kirk Ferentz's flock got plucked last weekend, but on Saturday they returned to the friendly confines of the Kinnick Stadium nest. The Muncie Fowl need to snap their skid before heading into MAC play, and ruling the roost in Iowa City would be a great confidence boost. Unfortunately for them, the hometown birds aren't likely to take kindly to strangers. Bennard's loser, Ball State. Bowling Green at Michigan. Rich Rod can't afford to take any opponent lightly after narrowly escaping the Massachusetts militia last weekend. The Falcons fly into Ann Arbor with the nation's 29th best passing yardage and an 0-2 road record. The Wolverine defense has allowed more points as each week goes by, and once again it'll be the offense called to save the day. This game may be closer than most Michiganders would like, but they'll be happy with the result. Bennard's loser, Bowling Green. Northern Colorado at Michigan State. For the fourth straight week, the Bears play a team with State in the name. This weekend, it's the East Lansing Spear Toters. After last week's dramatic win, Sparty could use a bit of a break, but the Greeley gang are no slouches. They average over 45 points per game this season, albeit against weaker competition. With Notre Dame last weekend and Wisconsin and Michigan coming up, this has all the makings for a trap game. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Northern Colorado. Central Michigan at Northwestern. The Purple Kittens have gotten themselves off to a solid start, quietly working their way into the top 10 defenses in football. On Saturday, they'll host the number 4 defense. With both of these teams better when they don't have the ball, it could be a low-scoring game, but the pass-happy play should keep things lively enough. Pat Fitzgerald has shaped his herd into a force to be reckoned with, and they're well on their way to a school-record third straight bowl game. Bennard's loser, Central Michigan. Toledo at Purdue. The old golden black locomotive picked up some steam last weekend in a win over Ball State, and it'll need that momentum when Toledo blasts into the West Lafayette switching station. Tim Beckman and company ought to feel right at home in the cradle of astronauts, but that might not be such a good thing. The Missiles have lost their only home game, and won both of their road matchups. On Saturday, however, they won't be able to get into orbit. Bennard's loser, Toledo. Alabama at Arkansas. The number 2 and 5 scoring defenses face off in what's sure to be a lively Razorback stadium. The Tide D made it a full 9 quarters into the season before they surrendered a touchdown, and last week's dismantling of Duke was the first time a team has scored twice. The Piggies, meanwhile, gave more points to Georgia last week than Alabama has allowed at all. Still, it's tough for either team to move the ball. At the end, there's a reason Alabama is a top-ranked team. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Arkansas. Eastern Michigan at Ohio State. In yet another Big Ten versus MAC matchup, the Eagles fly into the horseshoe to try and get their first win. Not a chance. Bennard's loser, Eastern Michigan. Stanford at Notre Dame. After 2 straight losses to Big Ten teams, and you wonder why the Irish decided to remain independent, Brian Kelly will try his luck against the California Tree. Stanford's had no problem scoring points, having scored at least 35 in each of their first three games. Although the Pope's boys can score too, they really need their defense to step up if they hope to win this game. After a promising defeat of Purdue to start the season, Brian Kelly has looked more and more the sinner every week. Bennard's loser, Notre Dame. Temple at Penn State. The most lopsided active rivalry in college football kicks off in Happy Valley Saturday afternoon, with the Owls looking for their fourth win, not only of the season, but of the series. The Wing professors have shown they're not the pushover they've been in years past, but Joe Pa's kiddies have their claws sharp. Bennard's loser, Temple. Akron at Indiana. Just when you thought there couldn't be any more MAC teams playing against the Big Ten this weekend, the Zips head into basketball town to take on Bill Lynch's unproven squad. The winless Kangaroos are nearly last in points for and points against. Frankly, I'm surprised the Cream and Crimson aren't defending the Rock against Jackson Creek Middle School. Bennard's loser, Akron. South Carolina at Auburn. Another matchup of ranked SEC teams is in store for us Saturday evening when Steve Spurrier takes his Cocs into Jordan-Hare Stadium to take on the Auburn Kittens. Both teams are hoping to remain undefeated in conference play, but the home team certainly needs it more with the depth of the SEC West. South Carolina has a stout defense, despite the 19 points they let Furman have. Meanwhile, Auburn has struggled to keep teams in the teens, and that just won't work against this kind of opponent. Bennard's loser, Auburn. Oregon State at Boise State. With the wheels coming off Virginia Tech's season, Boise State needs to make the most of this second game against a ranked opponent. Mike Riley's Flat Tails haven't had the best of luck keeping opponents off the scoreboard, and that's a real problem when you're playing on the blue turf of Bronco Stadium. Critics can say what they want about strength of schedule, but when it's the real deal, the Boise Bucks know how to ride off into the sunset victoriously. Bennard's loser, Oregon State. Northern Illinois at Minnesota. The last of the MAC Big Ten games kicks off in TCF Bank Stadium when the Huskies take on the Please Don't Fire Me, Love, Tim Brewsters. This is quite the pillow fight, and I'm not entirely convinced either team should win. I do think that things look very bad for Mr. Brewster. Bennard's loser, even if they win, Minnesota. West Virginia at LSU. Bill Stewart takes a squad down from the mountain to do a little bit of exploring in the Baton Rouge swamp. The visitors let Marshall go to overtime, so they'll want to fix their defenses before they encounter the Bayou Bengals. Les Miles and company don't seem to be able to throw the ball, but they can slink downfield just fine, and they sure don't like letting strangers have their way in Tiger Stadium. Bennard's loser, West Virginia. Okay, folks, that's all I can come up with this week. Come back here next week and we'll talk about some more losers.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.